the design of my visuals and posters and things like that are extremely important, especially in an early childhood environment. It can be very tempting to have a very bright and colorful classroom with lots of decorations up. I've learned how that can be a distraction for some students and even overwhelming for some students. I think it's important to use visuals in a way that they are purposeful. So I don't keep things up in my classroom if they don't have a function. Things that are up in the room are directly related to our curriculum. So we have the number corner that we are required to have, a sound wall that we're required to have. But aside from that, we have visual reminders, which also help reinforce routines for students. Our visuals also use clear images, making it accessible again to all students. I think it's also important, especially when you're designing the environment ahead of time, to really make it intentional and share these with students and have a time that you talk about what's on the walls and why are they there and how can they be used as tools. Because I think if we lose that aspect or we have too many things up that are just decoration, it just adds more clutter to the classroom and it can become overstimulating for some students, especially students that are looking for those visuals to help them progress throughout their day. I also think it's important to include students' families in the physical environment. I think it helps build stronger connections between home and school and also helps create a sense of belonging for students when they see that their identities and experiences are valued. And so, one way that I do this is by asking families to share pictures. I allow my students to bring in things from home that can be displayed in our classroom and that stay up throughout the whole year in a space that they can access that's at their level. That way they can see themselves reflected in the space and they feel that sense of belonging.